Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Morini Merazi Sheikhu, Lui Nishmas, Maris Esther Vats Rab Shmuel. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on Shabbos, Moed, Peshvius, based on the Torah of Morino Ravadari Zechomo Livracha, Parashat Yitro. Ha Ma'amada Miuchad, Sheish Le Mitzvat Shemitah. ביחס למתן תורה המתנסח בלשון המקרא ובלשון חכמים בביטוי מפורסם. וידבר השם אל משה בהר סיני לאמור, מה עניין שמיטה אצל הר סיני? והלא כל המצוות נאמרו מסיני. ובהסברו של רב עובדיה ספונו מתחדדת השאלה, הנה לא יזכיר בשום מצווה מקום הציווי, זולת כאשר קרה חידוש אז באותו מקום. So we have this interesting lashon of the pasuk that Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai saying, and then he tells him about Shemitah. So we see the relationship between Har Sinai, Shemitah. Chazal already say, Ma'inyan Shemitah, Eitzel Har Sinai. The Sforno says that, in other words, what's the kesher between Shemitah and Har Sinai? All the mitzvahs we said are Har Sinai. The Sforno says that normally we don't mention the place of the tzivui unless there is a chiddush in that place, something new in that place. We also don't find anywhere else that it says Vaydaber Hashem Moshe b'Har Sinai Lemor and tells him another mitzvah. So why dafka Shemitah? So this is explained through emphasizing the connection between Matan Torah, mitzvah, Shemitah, and Shmira Shabbos. So emerges from the words of the Shemi Shmuel in Vayikra, page 354. Bilevadei ha-metziut anu mavchinim bein b'chinot ha-makom ve'azman. B'chinat ha-makom bolet ma'amado shel har Sinai shehu, as the Shemi Shmuel has it, memutza bein makom ha-yishuv ha-chomri shel bnei Adam uvein lemala min ha-yishuv. We have various aspects of our existence. We have the aspect of place, and we have the aspect of time. In space, place, Har Sinai is unique because it is the physical territory that is able to transcend the physical world. That's why it's Har Sinai. It's a memutza, it's a makom yishuv achomri, it's a physical place, but it's also lamala min ha-yishuv, because that's where God appears to us. Bifchinat hazman, hashmita ve'ashabbat, hem ha-mivatim et ha-olam ha-ruchani, ha-rachav, ha-chofshi, ha-bilti mugbal, ha-kone shvita be'olameinu. When it comes to time, Shemitah and Shabbos express the spiritual world that is expansive, that is free, that is unlimited, that creates a place for itself in this world. Hanaga mashbitat ha-pi'ilut shel yimei ha-ma'aseh hi ha-mevatet et ha-memutza bazman et ha-chibur v'ma shehu b'teva l'ma shelamala min ha-teva. When it comes to the behavior that causes actions to rest, the weekday actions to rest, that expresses the middle point in time, nature and above nature. Again, Har Sinai is nature, it's a physical place, but it's above nature because it transcends nature, because God, that's where God appears to us. When it comes to time, we have Shabbos and Shemitah, where you're not doing malacha. So you're in the realm of time, but you're also above time. You're in Shabbos, you're in Me'el Olam Haba. Like Moreno Rav Adari used to say, HaShabbat hi shagrirut ta'olam haba be'olam hazeh. It is the embassy of the world to come in this world. We know when you're in the Chinese embassy, Al pi achok ha-bein lo'umi, according to international law, you're in China. Doesn't matter, you could be in the middle of Manhattan, you'd be in New York City. But if you walk into the Hungarian embassy, You're in Hungary. Start saying igen. Köszönöm nagyon szépen. Hogy vagy? So you're in Hungary. So when you're in Shabbos, you're in Olam Haba. You're in the embassy of Olam Haba and Olam Haza. So it's both. Mikan ole af havana shel hadgashat mitzvat Shabbat be'aseret hadibrot. Zechor et yom haShabbat lekadsho. Says the Sfas Emes, why we have Shabbos in the Aseret Hadibros? We already commanded about Shabbos in Mara. The Mara nitztavu al haShabbos. Ela shapticha le'aseret hadibrot. Asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim hitparsha le'ba'al ha'sfat emet asher hotzeiticha me'eretz ha'meitzarim. God, you took us out of the land of limitations, of borders. We are free. We are without borders. We have shaken off from ourselves the limits of space and time. And therefore Shabbos is repeated, because Shabbos, which is a nachala b'limeitzarim, as the Gemara tells us, based on the pasuk in Isaiah, that Shabbos is an inheritance with no limits, is repeated at Har Sinai, which is also the place of no limits that transcends the limits of this world. Ro'im et hakolot. We don't have the normal laws of nature. We see the sounds, as Chazal tell us. We see what was normally heard, and we heard what was normally seen. Al pi darkenu, zoi afad gasha shel hashmita. And that's also the emphasis of Shemitah, which is also nachal b'limeitzarim. We are now above nature. We are now without borders. We don't need to work the land. Shabbos is a nachal b'limeitzarim. And Shabbos in the year is Shemitah. Shemitah is a whole year of Shabbos. So, of course, Shemitah, we also get a nachal of limitzarim. So now we understand how they're connected to Har Sinai. Har Sinai is in this world, but above this world. And so, too, are Shabbos and Shemitah. So concludes Moreno Harav Tamid Ani Ohev Et HaSiyomet Shelo Shel HaMa'amarim. Al Shabbat U'Shemitah. Nitztavu Yisrael behar Sinai, that was the way he speak, בהדגשה מיוחדת, מאחר ששלוש הנקודות המתלכדות בקודקוד אחד. היום השביעי, השנה השביעית, ומעמד מתן תורה הם הביטויים להתנשאות מקבלי התורה מעל מגבלות החומר, והפיכתם לאזרחי הנצח. Wow. Going from this world to eternity. That's Har Sinai, that's Shabbos, that's Shemitah. Very beautiful. So hopefully we'll be zeichet to continue this with Parshas Mishpatim and Vayter. It'll be amazing. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.